Hello there, dear listener. We have now released the final episode of our playthrough of Emissary Lost for Coriolis over on Patreon. By joining us there on the $3 level, you can go in today and binge listen to all 23 episodes of that campaign, as well as all 8 episodes of Last Voyage of the Ghazali. Go there and check it out today. Oh, and don't forget that by backing us on the $5 level, you can also get all of Taroticum for Cult Divinity Lost, and we'll get the first episode of the campaign Fallen Angels for that game when we release that next week. Now then, have a listen here to the third episode of Emissary Lost to give you another taste of what is waiting over on Patreon.
Kimara, is this? We pull off the heist of the cycles, and now Farouk's gone all AWOL on us without even the slightest hint of a goodbye note. Yeah, I know. That's what Carlo said too. He wouldn't just abandon us. Not like this, after all we've been through. Oh, Shaitan, I didn't expect things would get easier after what we did. Not in the slightest. Our ex-benefactor is a vicious bastard. And even though we might have the registries on our side, I expected him to strike soon. But not this soon, No, this is something else. Who is this woman and what does she know about Farouk gone missing? Man, Carlo better get us the hell out of this market so we can get some answers from her. This is Red Moon role-playing. We gotta get her to tell us where Farouk is.
All in good time, Pig. Right now, we now need to escape the Coriolis Guard. We are in a lot of trouble. Great.
And part of me does actually find that quite amusing. But at the same time, if this was anywhere else, it wouldn't matter. But here, this might actually matter. Damn it. Oh well. And I will lead the way, trying to now run. We need to get out of here, and we need to find a place we can get away from the Coriolis Guard.
Yeah, and you're starting to run after the young woman?
Yes.
Yes.
And I want you to roll a dexterity roll, both of you, because it's quite crowded, it's panic in the streets, and you are, as well as you being hunted, you are hunting the woman, because she clearly not thinking that you can handle the situation.
One success.
And Pig?
Mm-hmm. One success, too.
Yeah, and you're doing quite well. You are surprised that you are picking up pace and avoiding hitting into the peddlers or the shoppers in the street. And you are closing in to the woman. Then you hear it, and they're shooting at you. You can feel the air blow from the shots when they are passing through your ears and your hands and your bodies. Carlo, you're so close to the woman now that you can grab her. She's panicking.
I shall grab her. I'll say, if you want to live today, madam, stop panicking and follow us.
Sweet icons, what's going on?
They continue shooting at you in short bursts.
We gotta get to our ship and get out of here.
I look at Pig with a hint of sympathy, saying, I doubt we have time to get to our ship from here. And I'm looking around. Where can we now run where there'll be some cover? This is not good. We can't just run out into the open and get shot. We need to move somewhere where they can't just shoot into a crowd. They wouldn't just shoot into the crowd, would they? What the hell do they want with this woman?
Well, it's either that or the lower levels.
I know a place. It's under the port. It's called the Deccan Central. We can hide there. I got friends there, but we have to leave the peddler's market, and we have to cross the Neopatra spaceport.
You're sitting in some kind of abandoned market tent selling spices, and people are running outside of this tent screaming.
Does that sound familiar to me? Might I know the way there?
You've never been there, but you have heard that the Free League has some kind of hub close to the Neopatra port, where people are. Some of them probably lives there, but a lot of them just doing their R&R after the late night shift.
Right. Okay, we need to go now. But first, Pig, give me your lovely turban. I'll swap it with mine. Get out your arms, and you, madam, put this caftan over your head. Shawl it or something. Make it look pleasant.
Get my arms out, and I start handing over the turban, and I start undoing my corset. This feels like madness, but I'm just following what he says.
We can't just keep running. We need to try and leave quietly. And hopefully you suddenly having four arms look very different to the person they were chasing just a moment ago. She'll have a shawl on her head, and I'll have a different hat. I know it's not much, but improvisation.
Okay. The one with the highest infiltration could do the infiltration roll.
I believe that's me with 5, 6, 7, 8 dice.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's you.
And I will lead the way, leading out of this tent, and once again doing our best to not look too out of place. Of course, we're hurrying a little because everyone's doing that, but maybe no longer pelting full pace. Hopefully, this is going to work. Two successes.
Yeah, and as well as you are quite content with your disguise, you're also quite content that quite soon after you leave the tent, you find a quite large group that are moving out of the peddler's market. They look like a group of Dabarani merchants that are they're about 15 people. They're moving towards the port, and the young woman that are traveling with you are nodding quietly at it, and it seems that they are heading in the direction that she was hoping for.
And I've put down my caftan in my bag, and all I am wearing now is the black wraps that I wrap around my body tightly. So it's that around my forearms, looking a bit like a last spider. And you can smell the smell of skin cream that I always use quite strongly.
My disguise of all of us probably looks the worst, as all I've literally done is swap turbans. However, I, of course, am the one who actually can blend into the crowd the best, so I'm doing my best simply to not be seen, sort of hiding behind both the woman and Pig, and of course all these other people. We're taking easy breaths. I'm used to this after all. I really hope they don't mess things up as I try calmly to exit this area, hoping the guards overlook us now, looking, well, for the individuals who were running earlier.
Yeah, and you're leaving the peddler's markets and the Argonian food trucks that have been put up at the northern side of the market. And this Dabarani are changing course, and they are starting to head to a quite famous coffin hotel. At your right, but the young woman is shaking her head and pointing at the other direction.
Alright.
You can also see that there's a lot of people outside the peddler's market looking in. They're not grasped what's happening in there, and some of them are interested, just what's happening. You can also see other Coriolian guard starts to close in at your location, coming from the north.
Well, I guess we're gonna have to go this other direction. I will try and do my best to lead us in breaking off casually calmly. We're just going. Let them go to the marketplace. Maybe we're still there.
So you're leaving the group?
Yes.
Yes, and you start to leave the group, and you see that when you are around 50 or maybe 100 meters from the peddler's market, free of the more heavily armed Corolian guard, is leaving the market as well. But when they sees the other Corolian guards, they start to retreat into the peddler's market again. And this is clear to you, clear as daylight.
What are they doing?
Hopefully scanning the perimeter and trying to find where we could be hiding in the marketplace. I think we're okay. Just, we'll think about it in a minute. Let's keep walking. Come on, Big. Come on, Madam. Whatever your name is.
And I look back and I look at them and I say to myself, yeah, I think you're right. I think those guards are avoiding those other guards.
I do actually nod at this, thinking that makes sense. Is it possible those Coriolis guards weren't Coriolis guards? Possible.
The woman is leading you through the crowd of people looking into the market, and you are crossing between different islands of people standing looking, and this is a large port and it's a large hangar, so as some of the people now that you are looking at their vids, the vids are talking about what's happening in the peddler's market at the moment. So you moved quite a bit from the peddler's market, but it's still the same space, if you know what I mean. It's like a huge hangar, but you're so far from the peddler's market so that people are not even concerning moving towards the peddler's market. They're looking at their bids instead. And you can see some drones flying over your head and going towards the peddler's market. But you can roll an observation roll, the one with the highest score.
I believe my observation score would be 5.
I got 6.
Then it's your turn to roll, Pig.
Yeah, I see those drones swishing by. I'm thinking to myself, oh, that's the news, isn't it? I get a success.
You can tell that a lot of these drones are probably some of the bulletin drones, but some are security bots as well. One of the drones, you are quite certain that is following you.
Yeah, I'm relaying that. I think there's a drone after us.
I will pause for a moment and flip out my security tablet.
Yeah.
Any way I can maybe very, very quickly divert this drone. I don't want to hack a drone from here. That's difficult. But if I could just make it lose its power for a few seconds, that would do.
Yeah. You can disturb its signal, so it just be hanging in the air.
That'll do just fine.
Pig, do you point out the drone?
Yeah.
At a quick glance, you can see that this is not an ordinary bulletin drone. This is some higher class, maybe some military grade on the drone.
Ooh.
Do you have any bonuses from your equipment here, Carlos?
I believe my equipment only allows me to do these things as opposed to gives me a bonus for them.
Okay. Then it's a difficult roll, so you have to remove one of your dice.
One dice, yes. One success.
You make the drone driver. I have to reboot the system, so the drone is just hanging there. But you realize that just one success will give you 30 seconds up to 1 minute tops.
As I do that, I quickly remark to our lady friend, if you know a shortcut to where we need to go, it'd be a very good time to tell us.
Yeah.
She points at two big fountains here with real water that is spurring. And she's rounding one of them, and she's pointing at the ventilation shack over the elevators that go vertical up in the station. It's a quite huge ventilation shack. The bars looks like around a circular form door.
We can go in there, and we can use this. The ladders down to the deckhand central.
Good, and I very quickly head in that direction. We need to move quickly. Water us 30 seconds at best.
Some white smoke is pouring out of the ventilation shaft. It's a short climb, but there's no problem. You are doing this climb in a couple of seconds. But you have to force the bars open.
I quickly look to Pig and remark, get this open quickly, Pig, come on.
Okay. I kneel down and I try to force it open.
Do you have your tools with you?
Yeah, I got my advanced tools, yeah.
Yeah, then it's no problem. You can do a technology roll with plus two dice.
Oh, awesome. Three successes.
Yeah, you're doing it so good that you don't even leave a scratch. You're heating up the lock because you know that this is a T45 lock, and they are very vulnerable to heat, and then they click open, and you are passing it, and you're closing it behind you, and then it locks again.
Ah, got it.
Thank you, but we have to go.
Those guards, are they real guards? Why are they after you? Do they think you're dangerous? Why are they so heavily armed?
I don't know. I never had a problem with the guards. It's they showed up. Okay, let's head into. We have to continue talking.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
I don't know why they showed up. They showed up a couple of days ago, but I managed to shake them off, but today there were more of them, and they used weapons. They shot at me.
Yes, well, as I say this as we're climbing down, luckily for you, it seems your guards aren't proper guards. Otherwise, I look towards Pig, we would be in serious trouble. Likely on the run from Coriolis very soon, but maybe we're okay. Maybe they want to keep this quiet, so we're all good. Still, Gutsy throwing a one of those boys at a Coriolis guard, Pig. You didn't know that yet, did you?
Well, I didn't know what to do. I mean, we had to find out where Farouk was.
True. Anyway, let's keep moving. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, and then we'll be all over the bulletin news.
Hopefully not, or at best, merely as some people who caused a ruckus in the bazaar by bashing open some snakes by mistake. That sort of crime.
Yeah, I guess.
My name is Althea, by the way, and thank you again.
You get a closer look at her, and she got quite long. Brown hair and green, quite emerald-ish eyes. She wears some more simplified jewelry, talisman that resembles the cathedral of the mosque in the Lotus Quadrant, the Lotus Town. She looks like she's been skipping some meals the last segment.
Are you hungry? I think I might have something. And I look down into my bag. Do you want a chilled falafel or something?
No, I'm fine. Thank you. After some climb, a couple of minutes climb, you're entering. It's not the basement, but it's the underground of the port. And here the light is more gloomier. It's have a more of a yellow reddish kind of light, and there's a lot of people. It's very hot. It's sweaty. It smells a lot of tobacco. A lot of sweat, of course, and you can see some sparks when some of the deckhands or some of the workers are doing repairs all over the place. You can also see some buildings down here, some of them that are built into the walls, but there's a big hub in the center of this open space, and you can immediately tell that no one from the upper class or the higher ranks in society have set his or her foot here in ages, maybe not ever. This place belongs to the deckhands, to the workers, to those who are affiliated with the Free League.
Yes, I would be familiar with this, or at least I should be familiar with this. Pig might be thinking that. I shall look curiously to Altair and say, "Interesting, my dear, that you are people down here."
That's a long story. She's starting to walk into this the crowd. Some of them just hanging out, sharing a water pipe. Some of them resting from a hard night shift, drinking everything from sheep wine to heavily sugared out coffee. She knows her way around here. She nods at some of the people, and they're nodding back. And she's going to the south side of this huge hangar-like underdome. Mm. And she is climbing up one of the pillars, and under a bulkhead. She had some kind of place that she seems to have some of her stuff and some of her... Actually, if you climb after her, it looks like she's living there. But if you look at her clothes, you couldn't tell that she's or have all of her stuff here.
As we walk through this place, I feel a bit relaxed, actually. I mean, it's not my kind of place, but it's just the heat somehow. Just that it's a bit warmer, it's a bit more moist, and it's another class of people, more workers. Something about all that just makes me relax a little bit, rather than the busy market with its other smells.
I, on the other hand, am mildly annoyed. Not entirely sure I'm enjoying this. We're having a nice drink. Now, we've got ourselves into some problems. And even though they weren't proper Coriolis Guard, it seems, this is still too close to home. Don't like problems on my doorstep, or at least where I like to mainly have my doorstep anyway.
She's pulling out some form of, you think it's a wine bottle, and from one of her satchels. She's pulling off three different designed glasses, and she pours wine in all of those. And she takes one, she raises it and says, "Salut," and she takes a sip.
"Salut," and I drink as well.
I say "Salut" and sort of lean against the wall. Relaxing a little now, I'm pretty sure, for now, we're safe again. So at this point, I turn to her and say, "Okay, let's go slowly, no need to talk too much at once. Let's focus on one thing at a time. First of all, how do you know Farouk?"
I don't know him, but Aisha do. Aisha do.
Okay, so Aisha.
I frown a little and play with my glass and just look a pig.
Yeah. Where do we start? Where do you think they've taken her, and who has taken her?
I don't know. Me and Aisha met at the student rally 3 or 4 segments ago. We're both students. We study law. We met up at this rally, and after the rally, we had some coffee and with some other like-minded, and we hanged out ever since. But a couple of days ago, maybe Aisha disappeared.
She just disappeared. No trace or nothing.
Yeah, no trace or nothing. I went to her apartment in the student block, but I couldn't find her. And that's when the Coriolian guard showed up. The first
did
time.
Did you meet them at her apartment? Is that where they came?
Outside of the student block.
Well, there have been lots of these student protests. I've been seeing it on the news. So are they trying to crack down on things now, you think?
Maybe.
I'm playing around with my glass as Pig and the lady speak. A lot of thoughts are going through my head. Mainly, number one, it has to be her. Damn it. And number two, what on earth is she doing at rallies, stupid girl? And this is all kind of internal as I'm just sort of taking a very, very stiff drink.
Okay, so you don't know where she is, and when you showed up at her place, they wanted to get you too. Is there any way we can find out about this? Some kind of search? Some kind of information station or hack?
Down here, there's not so much of the Coriolian internet, but you can use your communicator.
Do I see Pig look like he's about to start searching for things on his communicator?
No, I just sit there and I nod and I drink.
Then in that case, I just nod and do nothing. I then, after a pause, say, "Why exactly, is your friend?" And I look quite pointedly at this woman, and then at Pig, and back at her. "Your friend, why are you at rallies? What are you doing at these rallies, exactly?"
We were talking about the workload of the QN worker.
Huh? Working class.
Yeah, the working class. Of course, they got a heavy workload, don't they?
I look very incredulous at this woman. Is she telling the truth?
Hardly. She probably don't know what she's talking about.
I looked a pig. Wonder what they're thinking.
If you can use manipulate, you can try to drag some of the information out of there.
On the contrary, I'm going to smile and say, wonderful, you, yes, care about the workers, thinking in my mind, what on Coriolis would I should be caring about the workforce of Kua? And I sort of let the conversation stop and see what Pig's going to say.
Yeah, and you see that I obviously am buying everything she says. I'm horrible at reading people and trying to things like that, so I'm just, you just see me sitting there nodding, thinking and agreeing with her that it's a bit strange that they were caring about cracking down on people who are just doing some standard protests, I guess, for what this place is. So what do you think we should do? I mean, you gonna just hide out down here now?
I don't know. I don't have anywhere to go. I don't dare to go back to my place in the student blocks, and I don't know where to. If I dare to go back to this morning, I went to the student block to check out Aisha's, and then the Coriolian guard showed up again and they hunted me. Then I ran into you guys and Aisha, and she looks at you, Carlos, and Aisha had told me so much about you, and she said that you were going to come back to the station. And she said if anything ever get wrong, I should talk to either Farouk or you.
What?
I'm so happy to see you, Carlo.
How do you... do you know this Aisha, Carlo?
I sort of take a drink. And I nod to myself and think, alright, let's see how this goes. Yeah, Pig. I do. It's someone I know. Obviously Free League, you know my father was a Free League captain. That's my story, and you meet a lot of people. Yeah, I just someone I know.
You've not been sleeping with her, have you?
No, no, of course not. No, she's just a friend.
Okay.
Although, as I say that, I look at Atea.
Yeah, and she's looking very puzzled when Pig asked you the question.
Okay, so, you know that, and, well, do you think... I'm kind of confused here. Do you know why she'd be taken, or so what?
I don't, and I especially don't know, looking at Atea, why she knows Farouk. What did you say about Farouk?
Aisha said that Farouk and her joined up at one of these rallies maybe half cycle ago, before I met her.
And half a cycle ago? What were we doing half a cycle ago?
It was probably just before the Ghazali incident.
Yeah, so that was that before Farouk was recruited to the Red Moon, or?
Yeah.
Okay, so I wouldn't know anything about that.
I look a little troubled. I then smile and say, that's interesting. Farouk never mentioned that he knew Aisha. What an amazing coincidence. I'm thinking to myself, I knew Farouk was crafty. What does he actually know? We'll have to deal with that later. I don't know where Aisha has been lately. Where do you live? You live in some apartments near the universities?
Yeah, I live in the student block, as well as some blocks away from where Aisha had her apartment. She told me segment ago that she was meeting someone from another rally called Aram.
Aram? Who's this Aram?
I never met him, but she thought that he was very important to get acquainted with.
To talk about workers' rights and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Freedom.
Yeah, okay.
And equality and brotherhood.
Oh, shit, this is not... Yeah. I'm drinking more of the wine.
She's pouring more wine to you. If you
I'm drinking it. I seem very out of sorts. Pig might even be noticing this now. I normally am quite detached a lot of the time, especially on the Xalis. This seems to be agitating me a lot, this matter.
I have pulled out one of my friend bot and started playing with it idly as we're talking, using two of my hands for that and one other hand to hold the glass of wine. And I look at you, Carlo, while I'm doing this, and I say, yeah, I suppose it is a funny coincidence that you and Farouk knew the same people. But, hey, I guess you guys, maybe you... Did you go to university and stuff? Did you study and stuff?
Well, you know I did a little free league education. Was needed to, you know, one day I was supposed to take after my father, wasn't I, and pilot the old ship. Why else do you think I'm such a good pilot? Well, average pilot, I suppose. I think I'm good. Anyway, yes, but not obviously those sort of universities. Only the really wealthy and influential go to places like that, Pig.
Yeah, and you're just a free league guy.
Yes.
So why didn't you do that anyway?
Yes, you know, just a free league guy living on the conglomerate, at least when I was a kid. Then I was raised here. Anyway, enough about me. I'm boring.
Why did you escape, though? Why did you stop doing that stuff?
I told you this, remember? And I sort of tapped my head. Dad's dead. Need to find a new job. I've got some other family. They can deal with that sort of thing. I'm better off on my own.
But that doesn't add up. Aisha said that you're not from the Klongom. She said that you're from the...
I go over and give her a hug and go, yes, no, I know, Aisha. You know, she liked to call it a silly little nickname, didn't she? But it's not important where I'm from. You know that. What's important is... What were you doing with Aisha? Come on, let's be serious for a moment.
And now I'm finally starting to catch up about this whole situation. Now it's slowly... making me react, and I'm looking at you kind of more and more weirdly, and I'm saying, wait, what's going on here? Something's wrong. What are you saying?
Yeah.
Altea, what are you saying?
Aisha is Carlo's sister. Haven't you told them, Carlo?
What? You got a sister? Is this true, Carlo?
I will frown a little and internally think, well, half-truths are better than the full truth if you can't get away with a lie. Yes, Aisha is my sister. I said I had some family. Just, you know, they're normally back on Kua or somewhere else. I'm very surprised that she's involved in all this, to be honest with you. But yes.
Yeah, but why don't you care about her? Aren't you worried?
Well, obviously I am, Pig.
I mean, one would think you'd be more worried about your sister than you would be about Farouk. But I guess I can't blame you if you left that behind. I mean, I don't want to pry and stuff.
Yes, no, good idea. And I kind of sigh, and I'll go, how about we speak less about that sort of thing, Altea? Yes, he knows. She's my sister. I know that. I was, you know, I just didn't think it was important mentioning. But now we've mentioned it, it's out there. Great. She's my sister. Now, what the hell have you been doing with her?
Me?
Yes.
I haven't done...
Why is she at... Why the hell is she at rallies? She should be... I look at Pig again. Like, worried about making a life for herself now that father's dead. I look at her very pointedly at this. And Why is she... What are you up to? Come on. I've spilled some beans. You're not after workers' rights. She definitely wouldn't care about that.
She's sick, okay? She got it. I got it.
You're sick.
We are one of those.
I look confused and worried.
Wait. Do you mean what they've been talking about on the news?
Yes. Yes. We are those. We are the plague of the Third Horizon, the mystics, the heralds of doom. All that.
Oh, shit. And I look at my cup and I'm putting it down. Oh, no, I touched your stuff.
So you don't catch it like that, pig. I do look a little flustered. My immediate thought is what this means for Aisha. How will she be used now? This is not how things are supposed to go for her. And I swear, mentally, and I take a deep breath. How long has... I mean, how did it even happen? I don't know how it happens. How do you know?
My background is fussy, but I can move things. I can move things with thought, but I have to concentrate, and I cannot control it. And for Aisha, she can see things. She can hear thoughts. She can, and it's as for me and as for her, it started a cycle ago. At the same time when the emissary started arriving.
I'm folding both my pair of arms. Yeah, right, you can move things with your mind. What are you, some kind of circus person? Are you some kind of tricks person?
But I cannot control it. I cannot prove it to you, but I did some. When I'm getting angry, frustrated, I had to put it down in the darkness of my soul today, because I was so afraid I would let it out today in the markets.
Do you think Farouk has got something like this too?
I have killed people. I killed a lot of people because I can't control these powers.
What did Aisha do?
Like I said, she can hear thoughts.
But is she in the same situation as you? Has she killed people?
No, and I didn't mean to kill those people. It was an accident. I was so frustrated. I was so nervous. I was so frustrated, and the balcony just snapped, and all those standing there were laughing at me and snapped, and they fell to their death. And she starts to cry.
All right,
I
calm down.
I didn't mean to kill anyone.
Down. I know. No, we don't care you kill people. I've killed people. Pigs killed people. It's fine.
Hey, I'm sure that wasn't you, you know. You know, buildings can break. How do you... I mean, balconies fall down, stuff breaks, people die all the time everywhere. I'm sure that wasn't you.
Yeah, but it ruined my... It ruined my life, and it's ruined. I've been on the run since, but I got a scholarship from, and I started to study, and I met Aisha, and she told me that we should study law together, and because maybe we can do something different with all this getting rights or some kind of. Some kind of loophole that could save us from all that's happening. Have you watched the vids? They're burning people in the streets, call them, for they suspect them to have these powers. People
Who
are
knows?
Stoned in down at Cuba.
Who knows that Aisha is like you. Obviously you're saying you made a big display of it, and obviously you live here and you've been having a hard life, but who knows about Aisha?
Farouk, obviously.
Farouk knows.
Farouk God is as well.
Wait, what?
Isar told me. He's sick as well.
Farouk?
Yeah.
He can do stuff.
I don't know what he can do, but Isar said it's, but he can control this very well.
Well, have you been considering just going to the Circle of Seekers?
No. I cannot tell anyone. I told you, but that's because I know that Isa is close to you. We cannot get help from the Circle of Seekers. As always, when they meet something new, they have to meditate about it for cycles. Then they come.
But it said that the Seekers have some kind of mystical powers as well, but they are kind of can control them.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe. I'm not sure. Maybe some Seekers somewhere can control, but I cannot control my powers.
Okay.
I heard that the sanatorium maybe can help me, but because I got this strange dream, but I don't know. This Aram fellow, he had it too, and Aisha started to make contact with him, and or was it the other way around? That's when she said that she was going to meet him. Then that was the last time I saw her.
I scratch my beard and help myself to another drink. I drink the whole thing quickly. Probably getting a little lightheaded now. I'll put it down and I'll go, okay. We need to find my sister. Right, okay, wonderful, brilliant. Ugh. Maybe...
I'm trying to think, like, have I heard anything on the news where they're taking everyone?
No. You haven't heard anything on the news. You heard that there's been some mobs... putting people to death by burning, by hanging, but you don't know if they even was tainted with the darkness between the stars.
Yeah, for me this is all kind of very strange and something that don't really want to believe in or want to keep away from, but I still feel what we owe it to find Farouk. I'm not sure this is true what she's saying about him, but if it'll help us, if it'll help him, then yeah, maybe we'll want to do this. And I look at Carlo and I say, yeah, okay, so yeah, we can find your sister and maybe then we'll find Farouk and we can get out of here.
Yes, well, we need to do more than that. We need to not only get out of here, but Aisha needs to get back to our my family. I have some brothers. She should be with them. Yes, so we need to get her out of this situation. And you, Altair, I suppose you can... Where are you going?
I don't know. I don't have any plans. I don't have any bird that can take me. I'm not from... a well-renowned or wealthy family.
Neither am I. And I kind of sidearm her a little and go, but I tell you what, if you just stop talking about that sort of thing, I'm sure Aisha would want you to be safe as well. So you can maybe tag along in some form, I guess. Or not, maybe not actually, because you'll probably get us caught again. But, you know, keep in contact.
Okay, I can stay here, I guess. A couple of... Yeah.
Alright.
You have a communicator?
No. I was looking for Aisha's communicator at her room, but it was gone.
Where's her room?
Student block 6B.
Okay. Think it might help if we have a look there?
Yeah, I was going there, and but when I went to her apartment, the Coriolian god showed up, and I had to run.
Well, they're not going to be looking for us there anyway.
No.
Unless you got something you want to tell me, Carlo.
No, they shouldn't be looking for us. However, a few things.
You ain't got no weird, like, mystic stuff going on, do you?
I most certainly do not. I would let you know. However, a few things. Number one, if we go to my sister's, like, apartment or living space, do you think, Altea, that that will give us some way of getting into contact with this Aram? He might know where she is if she's not just been taken. Maybe her and Farouk have gone somewhere with him. Farouk, after all, is clever. I was wondering earlier, Pig, what might have happened to our employer, and I'm thinking, maybe the sly fox is in on all this. Maybe he's gone off with my sister somewhere to protect her and himself.
Oh, you think?
Maybe. Maybe. So if we can maybe find Aram, maybe he'll know where they are.
I think that Aisha was going to meet Aram at the Ozone Square, at the Al Said's, Oporia. I'm not sure, but maybe.
Huh.
Well?
Yeah. Okay. What did you say it was called again?
Al Said's.
Maybe we try and head there. Although, wait, how do we even know what this man looks like? How could we possibly contact him? He won't be looking for us. Or will he?
I don't know. I think that I heard that he was eager to meet me as well, but I cannot tell. I think he was in my age, in Aisha's age.
Eager to meet you?
Yeah. Aisha she met him a couple of times.
Well, what do you say, Pig? Is it worth trying to bring her along? She might cause trouble, but at the same time, she might be a quicker way of getting him to come to us.
Yeah, I just stay away from any balconies, I say, looking quite snide.
All right, then.
She is looking really ashamed when you mention that.
Now, Pig. Easy on her. You'll hardly want to talk.
Yeah, I guess. But this is stupid. It's just like it's. I don't believe in this crap.
Well, did it occur to you that whether you believe in it or not, lots of people do, and my sister apparently is being hunted by them, and understandably, I'm quite upset. Yes.
Yeah. And I guess if there's military drones and heavily armed guards, at least that says some part of this is quite serious.
Yes. All right then, I suppose it's settled.
Is your sister a piece of crap too? I try to joke now.
I kind of narrow my eyes for a moment, but then I kind of get that it's a joke. And I go, if by piece of crap you mean superior Zenithian class, then yes, of course she is.
I smile a bit and I cradle my glass of wine once again and I have another sip.
As Pig has this sip, I kind of draw Altair to the side slightly, saying, all right, let's head out in a moment, but I just want to check one thing with Altair. You know, a private matter, Pig. Will only be a second.
Yeah, and I start pack my things up and I start climbing out of there so you can talk.
Right. First of all, Altair, thank you for all the wonderful information you've been so happily spilling out. Now, number one, Aisha called me Carlo when she told you about me, yes?
Yeah, aren't you Carlo? She starts looking even more afraid.
I am Carlo. Carlo Salah. And that's what we're going to keep calling me, okay? It's fine. Internally, I'm thinking to myself, how did she know that one? Number two. I'm guessing you are aware of my actual family, yes?
I know that you're not raised in the conglomerate.
No. No, I wasn't.
But I don't know so much. She said that you're from Cynethian blood. And if you're from Cynethian blood and you have... And she didn't have a scholarship and she could easily pick any course or any kind of program that she wanted to study, that means that you were quite well funded.
So she is only going by the name Aisha?
Yeah, Aisha.
Not anything else? Right. Good. Okay. Listen, things will be a lot simpler. If for now, yes, Pig knows she's my sister. That's the truth, obviously. But let's just leave it there. No need to worry about details like that. You get my meaning? I'm sure Aisha probably told you herself that discretion is a good thing in this scenario, yes?
Yeah, but she also told me that she wanted to cast off her bonds of her past and want to be her.
She did?
Yeah.
Why would you say that?
Is it something wrong with that?
Not necessarily. Simply that she might not exactly have that choice, especially now. Damn it. Okay, well, thank you. But again, for now, let's just keep... talk less about us. Yes, I am Carlo. She's my sister. Yes?
Yeah, of course. Of course, Carlo.
Good. Honestly, I'm not trying to be deceptive here. Actually, better for us all right? Better for us all.
Yeah. Whatever you say.
Good. All right. Thank you. I'm going to try and help you. I'm definitely going to try and help my sister. You did make the right decision, but it's just things, well, actually, they are pretty damn serious. But they could even be more serious. And with that, I shall nod and leave this conversation and go out to call for Pig. Things have gotten complicated.
You have listened to an episode of Red Moon Roleplaying, where we play the campaign Emissary Lost for Coriolis. Game Master was Adam Palmqvist, and we were also joined by Jenny Bremberg. Emissary Lost was designed by Rickard Antroja, Mattias Jonsson, Nils Karlén, Costa Kostulas, Mattias Lilja, and Adam Palmqvist. Coriolis is published by Free League. The music was created by Alpha Zone and Sabled Sun, and used with permission from their label, Cryochamber. Please check out cryochamber.bandcamp.com or their YouTube channel for more of their lovely dark ambient. We also used the official Coriolis soundtrack by Stars on a Black Sea. The sound effects come from the Sirenscape Sci-Fi player and was used with permission from Sirenscape. With its ease of use, you might want to try it out for your gaming table. Finally, a big thank you to, well, you, for making this campaign possible. It would not be possible without your generous support on Patreon. You give us so much energy, help us cover our costs, and open up time to record and edit. The icons watch over your travels. See you soon on the Third Horizon.